What? Today we are finally talking about what ADHD looks like in women. I'm pretty excited about it. So hop on into this episode, guys, and I can't wait. I think it's a good one. And I think that if you stick around all the way to the end, you'll get like the tea on why I think everybody should seek treatment if they can.
Hi guys, welcome to Mothering Together with ADHD, the podcast for stay-at-home moms with ADHD that helps you to schedule your life. Not just the events and the have-tos, but also the want-tos and the things that really make you feel like yourself, even in this season of giving, giving, giving. I'm your host, Kayla. I'm an ADHD stay-at-home mom myself who struggles day in and day out, but I have found certain things help to make this journey so much more enjoyable, and I am here to share those things with you today. Grab your iced coffee and let's dive in.
All right, friends. So today we're talking all about what is ADHD and what does it look like in women. And so when I think about ADHD, and before I had my own diagnosis, I would think of this one kid who I knew because he took medicine at school. I knew he had ADHD, and we could always tell when so and so was off his meds because he was like out of his seat all the time. He was jumping around. He literally couldn't contain himself. And it was almost something that was pitiable, right? Because he couldn't contain himself. And he wasn't able to participate in class. And so that's what I thought ADHD was. But granted, I'm in my 30s. So back then there was ADHD and then there was ADD. Now there's no longer ADHD and ADD. It's all ADHD. There's just two types of ADHD. There's hyperactive and inattentive. And there's also mixed. So you could have a mixture of both hyperactive and inattentive. And so that perception of what ADHD was back when I was a kid is what I came to understand as an adult. So I think that a lot of what we're going to talk about today is kind of the misperceptions about women with ADHD and why so many women are now being diagnosed. And luckily, we know more, so more girls are being diagnosed because there are huge ramifications for a missed ADHD diagnosis, and we'll get into that. But for now, let's just say that ADHD in women presents very differently. Not always. There are some women out there who function like that boy I just talked about, who have a hard time sitting in their seats, who have this, like, you know, motor that won't stop running. And that is very much so an ADHD tendency. But it's not all of us. And I think that we're learning more and more about how women develop and look with ADHD. So many of you listening are probably researching because you think you might have ADHD, or you just got diagnosed, or maybe you just like to listen to this stuff, but you're just trying to figure out more about ADHD. And so let's talk about it. What is it? ADHD, attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, is a disorder that has a couple key traits, and they use these traits, medical professionals use these traits to diagnose it. And it's basically inattention, which can look like really having a hard time staying on task, having a hard time maintaining your attention, really struggling to organize. And it's important to tell you that it's challenging. These activities are challenging because they are hard for your attention. Like, it's your inattention that causes you to have these struggles. It's not because you don't know what you're doing. It's not because you don't know how to do it. And it's not because you don't want to do it. None of that is true. It's hard because your brain has a hard time attending and maintaining attention or focus. And so it's really just like the way your brain is functioning makes those things hard. So that's inattention. And you might miss details. You might have like a history of making quote unquote careless mistakes. You probably had difficulty playing with your kids for a long sustained time. It's hard to listen when people speak to you for a long time. You might get distracted with certain tasks and find it hard to finish tasks. You might find it difficult to organize. I definitely do. It's hard to figure out what to do in what order and how to keep things neat and tidy and how to manage your time, especially at home when you're with your kids. Like, how do I spend a day? What does a day even look like? You might lose things a lot or get easily distracted by your own thoughts or by things that happen in the environment. So I know oftentimes I'll be like talking to someone and I'll see something in the background and my like whole train of thought is gone. And or you might forget certain chores or have a hard time keeping up with appointments or returning calls, things like that. So those are all sort of examples of what inattention would look like. And we're going to talk about impulsivity next. So now we're talking about impulsivity, which is a common denominator. Folks with ADHD act before they think. We have limited self-control and we find it difficult to delay gratification. So we might interrupt other people. We might make important decisions without considering what the consequences might be. Just ask me, I accidentally quit a job once. We might be hyperactive and fidget and squirm and leave our seat a lot. I know for me, I don't often leave my seat, but I have this like weird stance where I'll like put my leg up in my seat and it'll look like I'm almost ready to like run away. We often have a hard time playing quietly. For me, this shows up when I'm at the supermarket and I'm by myself, but I'm talking it through. I'm like, I don't want that, but I want that. And I just like, I'm not a quiet person. Where some of us are constantly in motion. We're just like, we have a motor that just goes. We might talk excessively. So it could be a nervous habit, but it could just be the way we talk to other people. And we answer questions before they're fully asked. I think this is probably my biggest ADHD symptom, is I'm constantly like finishing people's sentences, answering for them, and speaking without waiting for my turn. I'm also constantly thinking about, how am I going to answer that? So it's not about me, but these are things that I can relate to. And obviously I have a diagnosis. So we might interrupt others or intrude on other people without like apologizing. I often, when I was working in schools, I would often like walk in and like start talking about the thing that was on my mind. And then I would pause and I'd look around and I'd be like, oh, I just interrupted something that was going on. So if any of that sounds familiar, then yeah, talk to your doctor about whether or not you have ADHD. So now when lots of people hear these challenges, they say, doesn't everybody do that? Right? My husband is always like, but that's just what people do. And while everyone does have some of these challenges some of the time, in ADHD, it just has a bigger impact, right? They may have, like, you might have difficulty maintaining consistent work. You might have, you might have had child protective services called on you because your kid didn't go to school enough or someone noticed how messy your house is. Like, it can get to that degree. And you know, in more severe cases of ADHD, ADHD can really be a detriment to your life. So ADHD is not something to say, oh, everybody has that. No, ADHD is like serious. It's a serious condition and it needs treatment. So that's some of my thoughts about ADHD and what it is. Now, those are sort of the symptoms that are described most when a medical provider is looking at you. And I really think those are important. But there's also some other factors that kind of come up along the way and aren't actually part of the diagnostic criteria for ADHD. However, they are very common. And so I can't not talk about them. So, executive functioning is basically something where it's the way that your brain like plans and prioritizes, which is something we talked about earlier. But an executive functioning weakness often goes hand in hand with ADHD. And something else that also goes hand in hand with ADHD is maybe having a comorbidity of anxiety, depression, a learning disability, all of those things. So there's a lot going on for someone who thinks they might have ADHD or has ADHD. Lots of kids get diagnosed and they're getting diagnosed younger and more consistently right now. in our 30s, if you're thinking, hey, I might have this, then you probably were missed. If you are a woman, like, and you had inattentive ADHD, it was just so easy for them to be like, oh, she's a daydreamer. That's kind of how we are perceived. And so it's definitely worth it to look into it, because there are serious ramifications. There are serious ramifications for having untreated ADHD. In fact, like, it impacts your life expectancy. Like, it's a very serious disorder. With that being said, there are treatment options, and I highly recommend talking to your doctor. In the US, you literally can go to your primary care and say, I think I have ADHD, and see what they say. In my doctor's case, he diagnosed me. In other people's cases, I've heard that they don't diagnose you and they send you to a psychiatrist or whatever. It's up to you what you're comfortable with, who you want to be your provider, how anxious you are about it. So feel that out, and then ask for support, because there's treatment. You can look into medication, you can get some therapy, you can set goals and, you know, get some relief from what is a disorder. It's not something everybody has. It's literally a disorder. And if you can get treatment for it, then I suggest you do, because it's worth it and you deserve it. All right, friends, we have talked a lot about the symptoms of ADHD and kind of how they present for women. And I'm pretty excited to get your feedback on it. I know that this is sort of a very brief overview of what it is. I did not go into diagnostic criteria. You know why? Because I'm not someone who diagnoses ADHD. I'm just someone who was diagnosed with ADHD. So if you would like more information, then I suggest you speak to someone who knows it better. I don't know. I didn't go to graduate school for it. There are people out there who this is their bread and butter. So go chat with people about it. But I think this information is important to get out there, because there's a lot of misinformation about ADHD. There's a lot of people who assume, unless you're like the boy I talked about at the beginning, who's bouncing out of his chair, who can't really function, unless you're like him, then people don't necessarily think ADHD when they look at women like us who might be missing things, might be forgetful, we just look kind of lazy and kind of like a daydreamer, and kind of like we just are not very good at being a human. And so I think it's important to get information out there that there is this disorder. It is called ADHD, and lots of women have it, and lots of women are walking around undiagnosed. So this is my soapbox of an episode, and I will talk to you guys next Wednesday. I hope that this helps you to better understand ADHD and maybe to better understand yourself or someone you love. If you have a friend who has ADHD and you think she might be interested, then go ahead and send this to her. And yeah, I hope you have a fabulous day, and I'll catch you next time.